Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
I don't know about you, but when I tend to visit ancient cities in Europe or anywhere in the world, I tend to gravitate towards the churches, the castles, and the fortresses. And this year I had the chance to tour some ancient cities on the Rhine, which really include visiting a good selection of churches, castles, and fortresses. In fact, there's an entire section on the Rhine that is designated a UNESCO World Heritage Site simply for the vast number of these fortresses that exist. And what I discovered is that I really do enjoy the castles and fortresses the most, because I think they offer a glimpse into the way entire towns lived, the ways family came together, and the way they went about their daily lives, how they protected each other and protected their lives. And you know, one thing that came as a surprise was this: all castles have a single weak spot. There's only one penetrable opening in the castle that puts all inhabitants at risk of enemy takeover. And that one spot is the one spot with direct and open access to the ground below. Can you guess where it might be? Well, let me tell you. Believe it or not, it's the toilet. Well, why? Well, because the toilet in those days was a simple hole in the floor with direct access to the outside. It was usually on the second floor of the castle or the third floor, located on a hill, and it created this vulnerable spot for the fortress because enemies could come up through the hole. For this reason, the toilet only locked on the outside of the door so you could escape quickly and lock the enemy out, keep them in there, and it was located in a highly trafficked room such as a dining hall so that if the enemy did come up, there were lots of knights waiting to attack him. Fascinating stuff to me. And you know, as I was learning about all the attempted attacks on the Marksburg Castle, which is considered the most well-restored castle on the Rhine, I got to thinking about sales teams. I just can't help myself. It struck me that all sales teams have a weak spot too. And while all teams might not have the exact same weak spot, identifying yours is the key to accelerating performance. So in my experience, a sales team weak spot generally falls into one of five categories. Number one, you're not customer success focused. If your team does not put the customer needs first, it creates a weak spot because the customers will leave to find someone that does, and you can't grow if your customer attrition is high. Number two, limited lead attraction. If your team is not focused on finding and converting the right number of qualified leads, revenue will dry up. Number three, absent growth culture. If your company is not focused on structuring and paying your team for growth, top performers will leave and sales will evaporate. Number four, a lack of a process. If your team does not follow an objective sales process that mirrors the customer's buying cycle, you cannot repeat success. And number five, no performance culture. If your sales leadership does not monitor, measure, and coach your team weekly, they are creating a weak spot by enabling poor sales behavior. The Marksburg Castle was never successfully taken, but not because it couldn't be. There was a weak spot after all. It was never taken because the castle inhabitants knew how to protect against this weak spot, mitigate against its risks, and shore up defenses quickly should the enemy advance. In business, there's no shame in having a weak spot. The shame is in not identifying it, mitigating the risks associated with it, and shoring up defenses to ensure you can be successful despite your weak spot.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.